Welcome to the New Life Millbrook Weekly Podcast. We hope you enjoy this message. For more information about this podcast or other resources, please visit nlmillbrook.com.
It's today. And if anybody saw the little, what was the name of that kid's movie? It's today with the mouse and the, But they adopted the mouse. Come on, y'all aren't all that old, are you? Stuart Little. Thank you. It's today. So everybody needs to watch Stuart Little at least once in their lifetime, for heaven's sakes. Anyway, my opening scripture tonight is Hebrews 3, verses 7 through 15. I'm sorry I didn't get my scriptures to you earlier, Tyler. I actually wrote them on a piece of paper and meant to get them to you, but they're still sitting on my desk. So, Hebrews 3, 7 through 15. I'm going to be reading out of the King James Version. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my way. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end, while it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. So we're talking about today. It's today. So I want to go back over verses 7 and 8, and then we're going to drop down to verse 15. It says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as this, as happened in the rebellion of Israel and their provocation and embitterment of me, in the day of testing in the wilderness. Then, while it is still called today, if you would hear his voice, and when you hear it, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. So in these few verses, we have some very encouraging words, and we have some warnings that are applicable to us today. It's today. He says, because he says, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. What that tells me is we have the opportunity to hear his voice, and we also have the opportunity to not hear his voice. We have the opportunity to keep our hearts soft and pliable before him, but we also have the opportunity to harden our hearts. We have those choices. If you will hear my voice, do not harden your hearts. So we have those choices in our lives that we can make. He's talking about today, and he's speaking that today we can hear his voice. How many of you felt the presence of the Holy Spirit while we were having worship? Today. He's here today. So, and he's here to minister to us today. It's a quote from Psalm 95, and the author of Hebrews, who most believe it was Paul, and I'm on that same wagon, he's quoting from King David and saying, the word given to David by the Holy Spirit is as alive today. The word given to David by Holy Spirit was alive then. When Paul wrote those same words, they were alive then. And as we speak those same words, they are alive today. The word of God is quick, it is alive, and it is powerful. And it never dies, and it never goes away. So this is the voice of God speaking to us today. Say today. Say, God speaks to me today. He speaks to me today. He speaks to you today. It's today. He's a now God. So it's that same spirit. It's the same spirit that spoke to David. Same spirit that spoke to Paul. Same spirit that speaks to us. We did a whole, I don't know how many long, weeks long teaching on Holy Spirit. Then Connie comes right behind me, teaches on Holy Spirit. So most of y'all have been in here. You ought to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit by now. Y'all be listening to his voice. You ought to know he's real. When I was teaching on the Holy Spirit and I'm practicing his presence, I shared over and over again how we have open access to the Father. We have an open windows, open heavens to the Father. We have open access to him today. Any minute, any second, any twinkle of an eye, we have access to the Father today. Holy Spirit, I talked about how Holy Spirit speaks to us, how he gives us wisdom, how he leads us, how he gives us understanding. Connie's talked a whole lot about intimacy with the Holy Spirit and about how we should have that partnership and that relationship with him. So you guys have gotten a lot of teaching on the Holy Spirit in the past 3 months. A whole lot of teaching on the Holy Spirit in the past 3 months. And you know, for me, personally, in my studies, see, the one thing about teaching, in fact, I was sharing with somebody for the sermon I did Sunday morning, and I know I see Alan do this every week, so, you know, I don't even know how many hours I studied. I have no idea. I mean, you would think, well, God, that was kind of a simple sermon. It took me forever. Because what you do is when you're studying for something, you follow a whole lot of trails. You know, you've got your concordances, and you've got your Vines dictionary and your Strong's dictionary, and you're looking at Matthew Henry and your Rick Renner and all these different people and theologians, and so you want to make sure what you're saying is right, and then you're on the internet and you're searching up facts, and you might spend 45 minutes in just finding out that the population of Israel was 80,000 people at that time. Seriously. And so, you know, you rattle that off and you get up here and you talk for 45 minutes to an hour and you just kind of tell stories and rattle stuff off. But nobody knows that you spent, you know, 15 hours trying to get ready for a 45-minute to an hour sermon. So I said all that to say, not so that you can feel sorry for us by any stretch of the imagination, but to say that by the time we are done doing all that studying, buddy, we're just like, woohoo! You know, I mean, we're just like, we've just been spending hours and hours and hours in the Word and finding things out that we don't even share with you. I was telling Alan something I was studying, and I found a nugget, and I mean, if I could have jumped high enough to reach the ceiling, I would have, and I didn't share it with you Sunday morning, and I'm not going to share it with you today, but it was awesome, and I was so excited. I went into the room where my husband was. I said, did you know, and I was sharing something with him, and so, you know, by the time you're done doing all that teaching, you're just like sailing, you know, you're just flying high. Well, then, you know, I come in here and I sit in that chair and I listen to Connie tag team practically and start teaching on the Holy Spirit. She wasn't in here a whole lot of the time I was teaching because she was dealing with some physical issues. So she wasn't in here a whole lot of the time that I taught. And so she's saying almost some of the exact same things I was saying, but adding and expounding on things and going in a few different directions. And I'm just like, woo, just like super excited because all that we're getting. What a blessing. What a blessing that is. And so we spend that time studying and learning about Holy Spirit. And so I'm just ready for the rapture, I think. But anyway, we're talking about today. Holy Spirit speaks to us today. And we've got to take that personally and get that down in our spirit and get that down in our hearts. that he's talking to me today. Connie talked about how he's with us every place we go today, no matter where we are. And 2 Corinthians 3, verses 7 and 8, I'm going to read that out of the King James Version, and then I'm going to read a little bit out of the Amplified, the AMPC, I guess, Taylor. Excuse me. I don't know why they didn't call the new one the new Amplified. And just leave the old alone. 2 Corinthians 3, 7 and 8 says, but if the ministration of death, written and engraved in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? That word ministration literally means the service, the aid, and the teaching, or of the Holy Spirit. He's saying, if what was engraved in stone when Moses was here was so glorious, so wonderful, so much so that the glory on Moses, the people couldn't even stand to look at him because he was so full of the glory of God after speaking with God. How much more us that have the Holy Spirit living and dwelling in us, speaking to us, how much more glorious is that? See, you had a whole nation that had to follow after, of course, the cloud and the fire, but really a man. Wherever God spoke to Moses, Moses spoke to them. But we don't have to do that anymore because we have Holy Spirit just speaking to us all the time. If we will hear his voice. If we will hear his voice. And the Amplified, I love how they pull this out, and they say, why should not the dispensation of the Spirit, this spiritual ministry whose task it is to cause men to obtain and be governed by the Holy Spirit, in parentheses, be attended with much greater and more splendid glory? Why should not the dispensation of the Spirit be attended with much greater and more splendid glory? It should be. But, you hear people say, being in the day when Moses and the rock and the water and the flame and the fire and the clouds and the quail and all that kind of stuff, our dispensation. We live in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Ever since the day of Pentecost, ever since the Holy Spirit made himself available and poured himself out on this earth, the dispensation of the Spirit began, and that's what we live in, and it's much more glorious than what anybody had before that period of time. We live in a time of greater and more splendid glory. We're not only the privilege to live in it, but he says we are commanded to hear his voice. We're commanded to hear his voice, and we're commanded to obey his voice, to do what he says, what his voice says. If it was not possible for that to happen in our lives, he wouldn't have said it. He wouldn't have commanded us to hear his voice today. Listen to his voice today. It's not only possible, but in the life of a born-again believer, it should be normal. Our Watchman Nee has a book on the normal Christian life. It should be normal for us to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. It should be normal for us to operate not out of the flesh, but in the Spirit. If we would operate in the Spirit, we'd stay out of a whole lot of trouble. In the Amplified, it says, I'm going back to verse 8, this spiritual ministry whose task it is to cause men to obtain and be governed by Holy Spirit. I told you that word ministration means to teach, to teach, to serve, and to aid. It is Holy Spirit's job to teach us, to aid us, to help us, to serve us. That's what he was sent to do, to lead us, to guide us, to comfort us. He's our helper, amen, our advocate. Hebrews 3:7 says, as the Holy Spirit speaks. This one little phrase assures us that the Holy Spirit himself speaks. as the Holy Spirit speaks. Holy Spirit will reveal himself today in the new, in what's hidden in the words of the old. What the prophets talked about is what was hidden, what seemed to be hidden. Holy Spirit will speak that to us today. And do you know, even in the New Testament, when we're reading along, and I was sharing Sunday that some really simple things that I read, although I have read the Gospels, I cannot even imagine how many times I've read each one of the Gospels. I never saw it in there before that the people came to see Jesus and Lazarus. I know that seems like a simple thing, but when you've read something umpteen bajillion times, you'd think you would know what it says, right? I never saw that before. They came to see Lazarus. They weren't interested in Jesus. They were interested in miracles. They weren't interested in the Lord. How many people today aren't interested in the Lord, but they're interested in what he can do for them and what they can get out of that relationship? Holy Spirit speaks, the word tells us. And so I was saying that to say, as we read the word, not that that was great revelation knowledge because it was very plain in there. I just never saw it. But as we read the word, even if it's something that we have read a bajillion times, Holy Spirit can speak to us and show us things that are hidden in that we didn't even know. That's how wonderful he is. He said, Holy Spirit speaks today. In God, there is no yesterday, there is no tomorrow, there's only today in God. He is not dictated by time like we are. He's not dictated by minutes and hours and days and weeks and months and years. That does not move God. So what we think may be taking a really, really long time ain't nothing but a thing to him. We're just impatient. But he knows. So he's not governed by time. There is no tomorrow in God. There's no yesterday in God. There is today. Now faith is. Today, if you will hear his voice, is today. Is today. Watch the movie. He speaks today, and this verse is saying, today, if you will hear his voice. Like I was saying earlier, we have that choice. It's not a matter of whether or not he is speaking to us. It's a matter of whether or not we are hearing him. We are listening to him. We are attuned to him. We need to tune in. You know, on your radio, you've got a bunch of, I think they're called bands. Is that right? Is that right? Like you've got FM and AM, and now that you've got like FM 1 and FM 2 and all these different, I don't know, because I'm dysfunctional when it comes to that type of stuff. If it's not, you know, the one channel that I always go to, I'm probably not going to go to any other channel. But Mike, you know, you have all these different bands that you can go into. Well, if you're trying to listen to AM and you're on the FM band, you aren't going to hear. I don't care if you're on 96.5. If it's 96.5 FM and you on 96.5 AM, you're going to be listening to the wrong thing. So we have got to tune in to Holy Spirit and tune out all the other things that are speaking to us. And we're going to talk about that some more. So it's not a matter of whether or not he's speaking. It's a matter of whether or not we'll choose to hear him. Then after we hear him, it's a matter of whether or not we choose to obey what he's telling us to do. Alan said a couple weeks ago, and I don't think he said this from the pulpit, but he said it to me. He said, the devil doesn't come against us for what we have done. He is coming against us because of what we are going to do. He's been speaking on the conscience and condemnation and the Holy Spirit and the difference and all that type of stuff. You know what? What we've already done, we can condemn ourselves till the cows come home. and just beat ourselves up over it and tell ourselves how sorry we are about it. But you know what? For the devil, that's kind of water under the bridge. He already got you to do it. So he's not majoring on that. You are. He's majoring on what you might do in the future. He doesn't want you doing what God's called you to do. So he's going to try to keep you from doing that. So he doesn't come against us for what we have done. He's coming against us because of what we are going to do. We need to be. One of the things that kept me going as a young believer is we heard back in the day that the reason we were having so many problems, you know, the enemy was coming against us was so hard was because he knew the call of God on our lives. He knew he wanted to stop us from moving into the place that God wanted us to be. And I believe that there's a truth to that. And I heard many, many times that, you know, just don't give up because the breakthrough's coming. Don't give up because the breakthrough's coming. And I would imagine myself, you know, this far from the breakthrough and giving up and thinking if I had just hung in there just a tiny bit longer, I'd have made it through. And it's true. And I'm so thankful for that wisdom and for people directing me in that way. God wants to work in us and through us today. Today, if you will hear his voice. And then verse 15 says, then while it is still called today, if you will hear his voice. I think Paul's making a point. Today, we need to hear his voice. See, the devil wants us to put off until tomorrow what Holy Spirit has told us to do today. And why does he want to do that? Because he knows if we put it off and we procrastinate enough about it, then eventually we're going to think, well, that wasn't God anyway. Or it didn't really matter. And so we're going to just put it off and we're not going to fulfill the call that God has for us. We'll get into reasoning and questioning and all that type of stuff. The longer we put it off, the more we can reason and question. And then we don't do what he says, tells us to do. When we hear Holy Spirit's voice and make a decision to do what he says, I mean a real decision to do what he says, like we solidify that thing in our heart, it's done. And I want to give you an example of that because that's what Abraham did. In his heart, he sacrificed Isaac. It was done. Nothing, he wasn't holding anything back. And God knew that because we know God knows our heart. And so God provided the sacrifice for him. So I believe in our heart when we make a decision to do something in our heart, I mean really make that decision, it's solidified in our heart, it's done. Now that doesn't give us an excuse not to do it. I'm saying this to say, what if God tells you to do something and you're driving down the road and you say, I've got it, I'm doing it, God, I've got it, that's what I'm doing. And you have an accident and end up moving to heaven that day. I believe with all my heart, that's counted done. That's counted done because you have done it. So sometimes we can't actually do what Holy Spirit's telling us to do right then and there, but we can do it in our heart. But if you get the opportunity, you still need to do it. I've argued with the Holy Spirit about doing things more times than I can possibly tell you, and I'm embarrassed to say that. But as just recently as a few days ago, I was at the car wash, and I'm vacuuming out my car, and there was a young soldier cleaning his car. And the Holy Spirit said, go buy that young man a car wash gift card and tell him you appreciate his service. I thought, I ain't doing that. I mean, that doesn't sound, y'all, some of y'all would jump on that like, you know, bees on honey. But I'm just, that's not my personality. Sorry. Fearless leader over here. And so I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And I said to Holy Spirit, I said, you know, by the time I can go over there, get one of those guys' attention, go in that office, buy a gift card, by the time I do all, he's going to be done. For one reason, because I procrastinated that long till I was finally like, okay, but by the, so I didn't go. And the guy kept vacuuming his car off. My Lord, how long does it take? You know, I mean, he's still cleaning his car. So I'm thinking, okay, he hasn't left yet. Because I thought for sure by now he'd be done. And he hasn't left yet. And so then my next thing was, that's just weird, God. You know, here this little old lady going to go up to this young man, hey, you know, bought you a gift card to a car wash. That's just weird. No, that's what I told you to do. Why did I think it was weird? Because I was uncomfortable doing it. I didn't want to get out of my little comfort zone and doing what I was doing. Besides that, I was busy and on a schedule. I was. I had things I was trying to get accomplished. And so finally, I just like, the guy didn't leave. And the Holy Spirit didn't leave me alone. And so I was finally like, okay. So I finally went and did it, and I got the card, took it to him, said, thank you for your service, appreciate it. And he was very, very grateful, and it wasn't weird or anything like that. You know, like, I'm weird. So, but I argued, my point was, I argued with the Holy Spirit. See, we do that. I mean, I do. Maybe y'all don't. Y'all are more spiritual than I am. But that was not done in my heart. And if that guy had left, and I hadn't done what the Holy Spirit told me to do, I would have missed God. There's a difference between something being done in your heart and missing an opportunity and something you argue with the Holy Spirit and you just aren't going to do it. So I finally gave in. Oh my gosh, it's 8:03. We got to close. Hallelujah. I saw my husband look at his watch. I know. No, I text you. No. It's time. Anyway, praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and close, and we'll pick up here next week. But my point is, y'all listen to the Holy Spirit. Do what he tells you to do. And he's talking to you when? Today. Amen. Father, we thank you so much for your presence. Lord, we thank you that you do speak to us today. And Father, we choose to listen to you, and not only to listen, but to obey and do what you tell us, Father. We do it with joy and with gratefulness. In Jesus' mighty name, I bless the people tonight. Amen. Y'all are dismissed.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Have a great week.